It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
I got a new little open there.
I like it, man.
I like it. Very nice. 661-1037. Yeah, thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service. North Little Rock, if you got a question for Trey, let us know, 661-1037. A couple of our messages here. Someone says here, I don't think it was you guys, but some news or radio media about a week ago did say Floating the Buffalo was closed due to low water. I can't remember who. We had people texting us.
Yeah. Maybe callers.
Just saying, be aware.
On our Middleton Heat and Air text line saying, it's low, idiots, don't you know? They call us names by saying, don't you guys know anything about something? Yeah. And going, well, we don't know. That's the thing about, we don't know.
Do you have the clip?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it. This is, I can't remember the gentleman's name.
Let me pot it up real quick.
Let's see. The gentleman's name is, well, I've lost it now.
Earl Scruggs is his name.
Earl Scruggs.
This is Bill Scruggs. I own Wild Bill's Outfitter on the lower Buffalo River. I've had several people come in this morning here to our business saying that on y'all's radio station, y'all are saying that the Buffalo River is too low to float. And that is absolutely not true. Now, the Middle River still has adequate water, and we've got really good water on the lower portion of the Buffalo where we are. So I would appreciate you making a correction on that on your radio station. My number is 870-4.
I love it. I appreciate you guys making a correction, sir. So we didn't say that. Thankfully, Roger, we have enough trouble as it is, but that was...
Yeah, that's funny because I specifically said it's a phone game.
Like you said, it's a phone game. By the time it gets to him,
the middle and lower river are typically floatable deeper into the sea.
Roger, I don't know about you. I would not have known, you need to be aware if it's rained or not with the upper...
And with the rain we've had, the upper portion of the river have been running trips on Ponca to Kyle's Landing, which you usually... That's over in May most of the time, but with all the rain we've had, there's a lot of floating available in Buffalo right now.
I
think we have sufficiently dispelled that myth that we were talking about it on this show.
From the 501, somebody said, "Remember the Titans." That does have a good soundtrack. A lot of great 60s songs from there. I don't know if it, to be the Mount Rushmore, Purple Rain. I don't remember. Was that all? That's all Prince stuff.
I mean, it's just the album, right?
Yeah, it's the album.
Someone says, I'm a 609er. I'm taking my son and one of his friends to the NASCAR race this weekend in Atlanta. We are camping on the infield in our motorhome for the race. I tried to get pit passes, but they are sold out. Just wondering if you guys have access to 3 pit passes. I know the show will be there Monday. I have no idea what we're going to get. We don't know.
I don't even know what I'm going to wear.
Have you been to a NASCAR race?
I have never been to a NASCAR race.
Yeah, so we don't know. Tomorrow we're going to talk to the NASCAR owner, whose son is racing for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night. So Roger and I are going in blind. We got Steve Qualls, who is the NASCAR expert. I invited him to come up tomorrow when we interview James Finch, and his son's a hot new guy. But Roger and I have no clue. Which one did you go? You went to Talladega, and I've been to...
No, I went to Texas Motor Speedway.
Texas Motor Speedway, and I went to the Daytona 500, and I watched it from the stands. And so I think we'll have some access.
Yeah, that's where we watched it from the stands.
Yeah, I don't know where he'll give us access to. I think we'll have access to the garage and walk around. I mean, I would imagine Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be there.
We need to buy jumpsuits?
I don't know.
What's the name? What's the name brand of those work jumpsuits that mechanics used to wear and things like that?
Dickies.
Is it Dickies?
Well, I mean, that's one.
That's what I think.
I don't know. Is that what I'm thinking about? Dickies, does it have a hammer loop? You need a hammer loop? Or is that's painter's deal.
Somebody said it was the guy that breaks in to give us the news that said the Buffalo was closed. So maybe it was Channel 4. Is that right?
I think I may recall hearing that one day.
Someone says Beverly Hills Cop. Let's see here.
It's a good soundtrack.
You're hurting my canoe business. It's not us. It's everyone else's fault. Is what that sounds like.
That's right.
Is the worst Scarface?
that one song.
Scarface is a great movie, but
well, let me tell you,
I had no idea that there was a soundtrack.
It's terrible.
I went back and watched
Scarface.
Smokey,
terrible soundtrack.
Smokey and the Bandit last night, and I tell you,
soundtrack.
That I'm telling you, that Jackie Gleason is just now the last 15, 20 minutes is just action scenes driving. I forgot how much, and some of that again, it was shot in Jonesboro, Georgia, where we're going this weekend. But it is, I'm telling you, Jackie Gleason was so good.
We have to take a picture somewhere down there.
You know what?
We've got to do one of those things where this was from this movie, and here we are now.
You know, they said the scene that they shot, they're supposed to be Texarkana, shot it in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Stop it.
Where we're going to be.
No way.
Yeah. They said that the season where they're getting the beer.
Like at the Coors store and stuff?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, said there's a train station that you'll see in the shot that's supposed to be Texarkana.
I said that that's where I went, and you said they have a sign that tells you this was. You said that yesterday. That there's a sign that says this is where in Texarkana that's filmed. Did you not say that?
No. Yeah. Okay. I know. I said there's a sign. I said it shows a sign that says Texarkana in the movie. That's the only thing that reference I made. Yeah. Someone says here. What about? Somebody said. I think it was a Channel 7 segment. We're gonna give this around with somebody. Somebody else. Somebody said y'all need orange jumpsuits. Now that's good. Someone said it was a news report on the hour. Okay.
Okay.
Listen, we're gaining more evidence, Mr. Scruggs. I'm sure he's a nice fella.
What happens in break isn't on us.
Somebody said Top Gun.
I thought about that, but when I think of
Madonna,
a good soundtrack,
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I'm thinking of more
Berlin,
than just one
it?
Or two songs.
Yeah, Berlin
but,
is.
But
yeah,
Top Gun's not bad. Top Gun's
not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not goat status.
It has some. It has some iconic songs.
Every song in Urban Cowboy I listen to. Every song. Every song.
I think that's like the mark of a good soundtrack. Is like every from top to bottom. Every song.
If not
Forrest Gump,
one's bad. If one's bad. Well, again, like he said. But again, when you do a period piece, you may have some of that. Listen, Goodfellas,
great soundtrack. Most of Martin Scorsese's movies,
any of those, they're good. Yeah, but you're going to get some. What's his name? Keeley Smith and what's the guy's name that does a?
Somebody said Beverly Hills Cop. That was good. We because got Bob Seger.
It's got couple. Sure. What's the Run movie that we talk about?
Running Scared.
You're Running Scared. Great couple of songs in that.
Yeah, that's right. Someone said, Dazed and Confused. I have not seen Dazed and Confused.
It's got a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Is it a good movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Is that where? Is that
American
All Right?
American Graffiti. Great soundtrack.
All Right.
That's All Right. Yeah. You've seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen that, Raj?
Yeah, I think so, but nothing that I write home about.
661-1037. Someone says about the Buffalo. Again, it's saying the news slam. It's all on Channel 4. Call Mr. Scruggs.
Call Channel 4. Get them on the phone.
Listen, I love the fact that our listeners know so much and pay attention.
Well, they do because they correct us so many times because we make tremendous amounts of mistakes. We are number one at that. But, I mean, and if we make if we err in saying something, we certainly aren't doing it for malicious reason.
Somebody said nothing could cut your mouth worse than one of those freezer pops that weren't cut right. Boy, I do. Or they started melting. There's a fine line between, if you get
kind of want them to be slightly melted, a little bit. The consumption of it gets a little bit easier, but then you pass a certain point and then you're drinking a Gatorade or Kool-Aid at that point.
Right. Yeah.
Here's one that says, "Happy birthday, Trey."
Thank you.
Oh, that was Monday, right?
That's right, yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, Trey, I saw something on YouTube I got to show you in a minute.
Someone says, see if you can find the article Randy read yesterday from On3, NCAA discussing implementing a legal tampering window prior to transfer portal. Oh, boy, that sounds like Randy diving into that. See if you can find the article of Randy read yesterday from On3 discussing implementing a legal tampering window prior to transfer portal. That's one I would just look at it, glance and read the title, and then before you, because I'm sure the legalese in that is probably super tough to, cut through.
Yeah, probably a little thick.
Someone says here, let's see, Joe and Poen, they're all saying that we were clear. We are clear on all this stuff.
I knew we were when I heard the thing.
Someone says the Big Chill. Good soundtrack.
Sure. Yeah, that's absolutely a good one. Yeah. Is that Lawrence Kasdan?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, like you said, we've probably named six or seven that are really, really good.
Yeah.
Who we got here, Raj?
That's Mike. Has a wildlife question.
Mike, what you got for Trey?
Hey, Trey, on those wildlife management, they went from $40 to $75 for all of them. Is that correct?
That's not a. Those are the leased land areas, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't. I thought it was 60, but it may be 70. I don't think it's 75, but it did go up. But you used to have to buy the $40 permit for each individual area, and now that permit will give you access to all the leased land areas.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering because I looked at that and I said, "Uh-oh." So
yeah,
we used to do two of them.
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to cut you off. That did go up. One thing that I would point out that gets brought up a lot as we talk about this, Game and Fish actually loses money leasing those lease lands from the timber companies. What we get back in those, what used to be $40, now I think $70 permit, like, we don't recoup our losses. So, I mean, that was one of the reasons that we kind of went up, but, like, also made it apply to all of them now so you don't have to have an individual permit for each of those leased land WMAs.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what you got?
Yeah, I got a question for Trey. Yeah. I understand that the resident hunting license sales on the decline. I think it was probably due to reduced hunting opportunities in Arkansas and probably the way game wardens treat hunters on public land. What do you think it is?
I think it's part of national and trends that we're seeing in Arkansas, something we've been seeing for a long time. I don't think it's the things you pointed to. I think our game wardens are really great with the public. They probably educate the public as much as anybody out there, try to give people opportunities to correct the problem before they write a ticket, as David Basil can attest. I think it's just part of the cultural shifts across the country. We're more urban, we're more technology oriented, and fewer people hunt and fish than used to. So I think it's just part of some national trends.
Speaking of songs with movies, when I hear this song, what movie do I think of? And what scene do I think of? 661-1037. Our listeners know what I'm thinking. It's a comedy. 661-1037. We'll see the first person. We'll get that when we come back. Roger, also, speaking of Kevin Bacon and Footloose, I have on my phone one of your greatest performances, your parody song of Footloose with R.J. Hawk.
Footjuice.
Yeah, Footjuice. Yeah. And so we're going to see if we can find it in the system.
Oh,
if
sure.
we don't, I've got it on my phone, but I've not been able to forward it to you.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard this one, Trey?
I don't believe I have.
It is one of
we were the grape
juice. Yeah. And so RJ
was
said,
that the Italian festival?
I will. Yes, it was the Acre thing he was involved with. And he said, I will drink my own foot juice, my grape juice, for charity. And somebody gave like $1,000 for it, and then Roger wrote Foot Juice. It is absolutely classic.
He drank our foot. He didn't drink his own. He didn't do it. He drank
it was
our foot juice, mine and Joe Klein's.
Was that out there?
Who?
I was doing that with you. Not Joe, was it?
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was me and you. I know, Joe's your bump. It was not
well, most of you a big fan. It was somebody had...
it was me and you.
Church sock lint in it as well.
exactly. Hey, RJ, back then RJ would do about anything. He was...
Let me tell you something.
Fearless.
He still would.
All right, don't go away.